Shifting gears now to the Omicron wave, which appears to be fading. We're seeing mask mandates in a number of states that have been strictly imposing such mandates, actually lifting or lowering their restrictions. But it's also a trend elsewhere as well. We're seeing Sweden, Denmark, Norway starting to ease up as well. So for the recap on all of this, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kemlani, who's been following the story very closely. Anjali, it seems like things are easing up, not just here stateside, but around the world as well.
That's right, Brian. And there is some concern from health experts and scientists about this move. We know that in Europe in particular, they're removing testing mandates for all inbound international travelers. That's something that we know that airlines have been pressing the White House for here as well. In the most recent interview with Yahoo Finance, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that is unlikely to be repealed anytime soon. And we know that even with the mask mandates dropping in some of the states, there really is still some concern about what that means. And it's important to point out that in some of the states, they are specifically saying that masking will remain in effect or is recommended for those who are unvaccinated. And that matches sort of what we are seeing in Europe as well with that removal of the testing mandate for vaccinated individuals. So really an emphasis on those that are vaccinated as we continue to see the Omicron surge subside.
And Anjali, there are a lot of parents who've been waiting for the results of that FDA review of COVID-19 vaccines for those under 5 years old. When are we expecting to get that?
Well, we're actually waiting for the details. The first look at the data that the FDA is going, the advisory committee for the FDA is going to have to contend with right now today, that's supposed to drop. And that will give us a peek into what the thought process is behind the administration and the agency specifically asking Pfizer to submit for an emergency use authorization, even though they're still conducting a trial to figure out what is the best level of protection for the age group 2 to 4 years old. They're looking at the filing is for ages 6 months to 4 years right now. And that meeting is expected next week. And it puts Pfizer again ahead of the pack when it comes to vaccine authorizations. Meanwhile, we also got some news from Novavax yesterday with their clinical trial data of a 12 to 17 year old adolescent group. A positive report there, 82%. Specifically against, largely against Delta is where they show they didn't, the trial was conducted well before Omicron took hold. So no major data there. They also noted that there was no heart inflammation issues reported. That has been a concern for younger, specifically males in the mRNA vaccines. And they do anticipate filing for that adolescent EUA in Q1. They already have the 18 and up pending in front of the FDA, but no word on movement there. And of course, all of this just to wrap on vaccines, to point out that we're still dealing with some hesitancy of vaccine uptake here in the U.S., not just with kids, which is still just about 20% of those eligible, but also in the adult group. New York City workers are looking at a deadline of today. The mayor saying that up to 4,000 city workers could lose their job if they're not vaccinated by end of today. Back to you.
All right. Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kemlani. Thanks for the headlines on that front.